Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Everybody, good morning, good morning. I'm glad you're here with me today. You're chatting with Cindy here on Open Talk 2. My intro credits go to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, RIP, and Tupac, California Love. Again, I hope everyone is having an awesome day this far. The weather here in Houston is a little chilly, but it's nice. So, guys, I have a lot of information I want to share with you. From current events, business opportunities, and health and fitness. So, since we have a lot of information I want to cover, I like to keep you informed, you know, about the businesses so you can be successful with your businesses and get them up and running. So, I like to keep the show also fresh and fun of the ideas for the information around the community so it can help you. Due to the emails I've been getting, a lot of suggestions from the listeners. They're asking me to cover different variety of topics. So they wanted me to keep it up and flowing. So I'm going to try to do that for you. So, also, again, I want to cover different items so I can keep it fun and enjoyable for my listeners. So keep the emails coming and your suggestions. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all your support as I grow in this platform. So if you want to call in the show today, to maybe ask a question or to give some advice on how you got started with your business or just to give additional women your advice how you actually is still keeping your business running successfully, call me at 347-215-6288. Again, the number is 347-215-6288. Remember, the show is all about networking, inspiring, and motivating each other to be the best that a person can kind of be in a positive situation. You always want to build a person up on their personal endeavors. And if you don't belong in a circle of friends that are positive, then you're in the wrong circle. And always kind of remember when you're starting your business how important when deciding on what you're going to plunge into, how family is important. So on a personal note, with me, when I first started opening my business years ago, my first business venture, I brought my family in, my spouse in, and, you know, we discussed it, we brainstormed, and, you know, we came up with good ideas, bad ideas. We researched together to make sure it was meaningful for the family. And when I say bring the family in, get your kids involved. Let them know how you're going to, you know, get your businesses running because you never know. That's young children being educated on entrepreneurship as they get older. So, again, I brought my family in, and we brainstormed together, and I delegated duties for everybody while I researched and birthed the project. And finally, we opened up several businesses in the past. So that's why I give you my worldly advice so that'll help you be successful in your businesses. So I kind of read an article in the Black Enterprise magazine about family business dealings. So the family that they discussed was, of course, one of the most Hollywood, most powerful families, which was the Will Smith family. You know, they show how Will and Jada earned those top-figure dollars and how they brought their kids in the picture, and they got involved by building their careers as well. So, you know, that's why I say bring your family in. Then look at T.I. and Tiny, how they got their reality show. Now, I'm a big fan of reality show guys. I really love a lot of reality shows, and I pay attention of how they do things. So T.I. and Tiny, they had their reality show, The Family Hustle, and they got their kids involved. They started their kids in modeling, and you know, then I think the wife started the clothing line. So, again, I know they're celebrities, but they started somewhere. They started from scratch somewhere and somehow. So everybody has to start again somewhere to make their dreams a reality. And I say this to say that family is always important on waning your business ventures, especially your spouse. You know, keep them involved along the process. And, you know, this not only keeps them in the process, it strengthens the family bond, and it allows the kids to be exposed, again, to early entrepreneurship. So this is why I believe in networking with each other, because it's all about who you know and who reaches this information out there, especially with advertising. You got this free media out here, Facebook. You got, and I know everybody's on Facebook, so you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Tumblr, then this new one that I hadn't learned how to do, grasp yet, was Instagram. But those are free marketing tools that if you have an idea and you want to get your idea out there and you're posting it on Facebook, it's always who you know, word of mouth, networking, letting people know. So, again, remember that, free advertising. So I read also in Houston Tibbetts, this is like a social diary, Kendra Scott. I don't know if you guys know who Kendra Scott is, but she is a jewelry designer. She just opened up a store here in Town and Country Mall. But, however, she started out doing her jewelry line from home in Austin, Texas, with only $500. And, she, you know, she created her jewelry man-made. So she transformed her jewelry line to a multi-million dollar global brand today. So, guys, check out Kendra Scott's jewelry. And, I mean, it's really colorful. It's really pretty. It's simple. To me, it's really simple. But, it's again, it's gorgeous. So that will give you an idea of jewelry making. Again, she started up with $500 and, like I said, again, she's a multi-million dollar global brand. So, again, ladies, a good business opportunity is just less than $1,000 to start your business. So I have some additional ideas and opportunities that we also discussed last week that revolved around children. And they were like event planning, party planners, you had daycare opportunities, providing services such as transportation for kids, like to or from school or from their daily activities. Like when you have a parent that's working or a single parent that can't take their kids to tutoring sessions or some type of practice, remember how we talked about that too. So those were ideas that we talked about revolving children, but I have some additional ideas for you guys today. So credit repair, you know, person that how to clean up your credit, and this kind of allows you in a business venture to not only do your client's credit, it teaches you to do your own. So if you want to get a loan or just establish a line of credit with your bank or your credit union, credit repair is a good home-based business, and it's a perfect opportunity at the same time. Like I said, you could be repairing your credit and building up your clientele, and it's inexpensive. That one you probably won't even have to start it with less than $100. Just you're going to have to possibly go out and do some extensive research on credit repair. But I did credit repair in the past. It's really easy. Email me if you need some additional information on that one. Email me, and I'll send that information out to you. Another business I read about was buying and flipping houses. Again, reality shows. You can get and birth your ideas. HGTV, they have those flipping those houses. So use, you know, get into stuff like that where you can use them as rental properties or ride around in your neighborhood, find a house that's been sitting up for a while and maybe in foreclosure. Well, you may can go in and negotiate with the owner on foreclosed property and just take up the notes from there. And that's And then, you know, take it and use it as a rental or flip it and sell it eventually down the line. So buying and flipping houses is another way. A travel agent. You have people that don't have time to find the cheapest prices for their family to travel, or they're just too busy for that. So this is another inexpensive business to start. Again, it's all about researching the businesses, knowing if you can actually deliver the services that, you know, people need. A blog writer. A lot of my emails I've been getting, people want to learn or know the information about writing a book. So a blog writer is good if you like writing stories or you like being creative. So being a blogger, following the latest trends or gadgets, you know, maybe find a company that needs a blog writer for their business that, you know, keeping the community informed of daily activities or things that they're putting out in the community. So a blogger. A bonding company. This is a little more complicated, but again, if you research the business of a bonding agent, that would kind of allow you to know the business of that. That's a booming business. If you guys remember about 3 weeks ago, I had a caller, Miss Blaze. She started off with one bonding company, and she has now about 10 bonding companies, but she also has different things under the umbrella of those bonding companies. So, again, a bonding company is a good business, again, but it's a little complicated, but it's still a good business. But always ask yourself when you're doing your business, why do you want to start the business? Do you have any, like, plans or projections? Are you qualified, or do you have the knowledge to do this business? Will you give yourself maybe 100% of the business? And, again, with family involvement, get your family involved. How does your family feel about you starting this business endeavor? And then are there businesses, like, in the area that's similar to the ideas that you want? These are, you know, just a few questions to ask yourself before you open a business or as you're planning, doing the planning process. Remember, you are in control of this destiny and your independence. So from the idea of the business, from starting and owning your own business, again, I'm going to give the number out again if you guys want to call and weigh in on the conversation. The number here again is 347-215-6288. I have a lot of emails, but I'm not going to answer them today. I'm just going to email them back their information. So I want you guys to actually call me. Again, remember, it's your idea with your business, so you have control of owning your own businesses. And if you're just expanding your business, then think about if it's right for you, or is it the right time, or is it the right reason? Will this be an easy accommodation for you? You know, do you have existing clients? Think about all that stuff when you plan and prepare your business plans or so. And, you know, just don't just exist in the world. Be an observer and a doer. You know, most businesses were found based on just ideas or just maybe a proven idea or just as a form hobby. So, again, the top business concepts are convenience. Then you have oriented for youth and senior citizens or maybe animal-related. Like, if, you know, doing a service, like if you want to, you have people out there that need someone to take their dog to the vet or take them walking, or there's, like I said, elderly parents. Again, think about those services out there. Think outside the box where people will not or have not opened up those businesses. So, again, just services, some type of service. I only have one current event I want to share with you today, and it's going to be SCORE Houston. That's January the 19th at 9 a.m., and it's going to, the topic is going to be about getting started with your business. And they are going to be handing out starter kits with different templates and stuff for your business plan. So, again, SCORE Houston, that's January the 19th at 9 a.m. And I know I threw a lot of information out there for you this morning, but I hope some of the ideas kind of helped you guys in some kind of way. So, again, I'm going to reiterate with that later. Again, check the website out. I post a lot of these ideas on the website. And the website, again, is opentalk2.com. I put all of those same topics, information on the website, so check the website out. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back. When I get back, we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk more about how to eat healthy, a few exercise ideas to kind of help you lose that budge, you know, that you want to lose. So, again, if you want to join the conversation, call me at 347-215-6288. You want to give your input on eating healthy. Again, I have that posted on the website. I'll be right back. Probably lost about 40 pounds since June, And all I did is I changed my eating habits, and I run every morning. I don't go to the gym. I run every morning. I do 10 sit-ups, 10 push-ups. I do jumping jacks. I do jump rope. I do a lot of cardio. So everybody's body is different. I have also a cleansing diet. If that'll kind of help you. So I'm gonna read this one out because I can't remember all this. This is a lengthy one. Again, with diets, don't work because of the toxin remaining food. So your body needs to be cleansed from that, you know, immediate toxin. So slowly and gradually return these foods to your body by doing these weekly steps. So this is the cleansing diet for people that don't have high blood pressure, or maybe consult with your doctor before you actually do this one. So the cleansing period should only last about 3 days. And the 3 days, all the meals that you should eat is maybe one type of meat, either beef or chicken. Chicken is recommended for those who suffer with high blood pressure. So get a selected meat and eat leafy green vegetables like cabbage or broccoli and spinach. Try to eat them raw. Try not to get frozen, but, you know, fresh fruit or fresh vegetables if possible. You can bake and broil your meats. Eat your vegetables raw again. And the seasoned flavoring allowed are maybe Mrs. Dash, maybe lemon juice, black pepper, lemon pepper, and some vinegar. And for the next 3 days, just drink a minimum of 8 ounces of glass of water. So during this time, if you lost 3 to 5 pounds, mostly water, this will be a good cleansing. So, again, this is a cleansing diet. I'm sure you can find this online. If you need some additional information on this one, email me because it's really lengthy. I gave you the meat of it, of this one. So, with breakfast, add a piece of wheat toast and egg, just egg whites, maybe a bowl of cereal, some type of shredded wheat or raisin bran. Lunch, maybe add a granola bar or some type of tea or lemonade. And then maybe for dinner, yellow vegetables and green vegetables, leafy vegetables, wheat roll. And again, have your chicken, boil it or broil it. Go to the website. Again, I have a sample diet plan there. It'll help you out. Mine basically talks about the fruit cup, the oatmeal, the herbal tea, snacks, eat a peanuts and maybe a protein bar, lunch, tuna sandwich, celery sticks, and apple sticks. With dinner, maybe salad with chicken breast and a light dressing. Then I also put the cleansing diet on the website, and I also have a sample exercising plan. And if you're ready, you write this down. Again, I'm going to give the number out again. So if you want to call, it's 347-215-6288, 347-215-6288 if you want to call me. But the sample exercise diet plan is, you know, find an area. If you don't have a membership at the gym, go in your backyard or in your garage, somewhere that's peaceful to you where you can actually think about how much weight that you want to lose. So you should incorporate weight training and some type of muscle conditioning and cardio with aerobics in your exercise. So like for maybe a warm-up, start off for like a minute and maybe do walking and pace or swing your arms or something like that. This is for like beginner people who or picking themselves up trying to learn how to get back down in exercise. Stretch your legs and your calves and flex your heels. You know, make sure you kind of warm your body up at least 30 seconds before you do any strenuous exercise. Cardio, maybe do it for a minute. Do some maybe jump rope, or for an advanced person, maybe do Zumba. Squats for a minute, maybe on both legs. Again, do some crunches and push-ups. Again, I do push-ups every day. I do sit-ups every day. So this really helps tone your body a little bit. So you know, kind of repeat this circuit more than two times, at least for the first 2 weeks. If, you know, if you, once you get your body in motion and learning to pick itself up to get, you know, get it where it needs to be, do this at least two times, two reps. Make sure you drink plenty, plenty, plenty of water before, during, and after. And the exercises are not too strenuous. So, you know, again, don't attempt this, if, especially if you haven't exercised in some time or if you have some type of health concern. You know, you might want to consult with your doctor before you actually start a new exercise plan. Again, this is on the website. It's under the Health and Fitness tab. So I have a diet plan and a sample exercise plan. Hopefully that'll help out a little bit for you guys. Going to thank my sponsors, Houston Power Football. Their website is www.houstonpowerfootball.com. You have Empowered Church, www.empoweredchurch.org. I have Picture Photography. He takes good pictures, you guys. Email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have J&S Power Washing Services. The number is 832-602-1706. I have Hair by Carl. His number is 832-209-4985. And if you guys call him and make an appointment, it's $10 off if you let him know you heard this information on the show. He does real good short styles, but his specialty is sew-in. So, again, it's Hair by Carl. His number is 832-209-4985. I have pumping CPR training and professional tax solution. They're all in one building, 440 Benmar. That's suite 2425. The person you need to speak to is Nikki. Her number is 281-657-5489. And, again, if you call and make an appointment, let her know that you heard this information on the show, and she would take off $50 on preparation fee. Again, that professional tax solutions at 440 Benmar, suite 2425, and she is already open for tax season. And the number again is 281-657-5489. Again, I want to thank all my sponsors for advertising with me. And if you want to advertise here with us at Open Talk 2, follow me at Open Talk 2 at Twitter. Like me at Facebook. Go to www.opentalk2 and register for our newsletter that will be going out. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, with advertising, I have my sponsors on my website, so check the sponsors out on the website. They have more information on there. Next week, I will be back on the air, January 23rd at 10 a.m., and we're going to, again, I'm going to switch the gears a little bit. We're going to discuss how to open up a nonprofit organization. And I can also give you some information on how I started my nonprofit organization and what business that I use under that umbrella of that 501c3 status. So, again, with 501c3, it's unlimited. You can open up or do different things in the community, give back to the community. You can do toy drives. You can do Christmas drives. You can do food drives. With me, I am partnering up with a friend of mine, and we're going to do a Dress for Success program for women that who wants to get back out in the work industry but have a little struggle with getting out there and maybe, you know, learning how to dress, maybe trying to build a resume, and they need some type of information to help them build themselves up. So we're going to start a Dress for Success program. It's going to kick off February the 9th. It's going to be at Cypress Creek Library, and we will be there from 12 to 2:30. Again, if you want to participate, you want to give advice, you want to share, you want to help out, please, please, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com also to reserve your spot there. So I have a lot of people that already have been reserving. It's filling up. So, again, please reserve your spot for February the 9th. That'll help out a little bit. I want you guys to have a good week, a safe week. I'll be back next Wednesday. Again, thank you for listening. I will be having some YouTube videos shortly. Again, thank my supporters, thank my sponsors as my platform builds and grows. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep my emails coming, your suggestions coming. Thank you, guys, and have a good day. Thank you.
Talk to your chatting with Cindy.